When you think of debate teams, you might think of white kids from places like Dartmouth and Princeton. But that is changing, especially in Baltimore, which has developed a reputation for producing some of the most accomplished high school and college debaters in the country. WYPR's Jonna McCone looks at one local institute that encourages black debaters to bring their personal experiences and issues of social justice into debate competition.
Closer to the domestic aspect of the U.S. transnational network of secret prisons and black sites.
That's Nicholas Brodus, standing in front of a room clad in a dashiki, debating at the Eddie Conway Liberation Institute's debate competition. He's going into 10th grade at Baltimore City College.
So we're trying to free black people's minds from this so they can actually have a better chance of going against the oppression that
the Institute's two-week camp at Towson University for high school students from around the country teaches young people that knowing how to engage in critical policy discussions is a powerful thing. And it's all the more powerful when looking at the long and challenged history of students of color debating. Policy debates are typically 90 minutes of teams competing for and against positions. Students learn the core skills of policy debate, how to engage with an idea in depth, and how to form an argument and substantiate it with evidence.
It's all about how you know what you know.
That's Daryl Birch, a debate coach at the camp, lecturing last week.
You have to mature your outlook on life. If somebody says this is a chair, you should be able to trace back the reality of how you know that's a chair and keep interrogating, right?
Besides lectures from local professors, activists, and historians, students go on field trips, like visiting the Hampton Mansion and historic site, to explore the history of slavery there. Adam Jackson directs the Institute, a project of the advocacy group Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle. He was a debater at Towson University a decade ago. He says during his time debating, African-American students were beginning to upend traditional debate that privileged the approach of predominantly white teams from private schools.
A lot of people like myself chose not to engage the topic because it was disconnected from the community that I come from. And so that's a lot of, and there's different styles and different ways you can approach it.
So black debaters began turning their arguments around, focusing on their own life experiences as a basis for whether they think an issue is right or wrong. In this case, they were debating the resolution, the U.S. should increase its diplomatic and economic engagement with the People's Republic of China.
Resolve to take a specific course of action, AHD6, to reach a decision, resolve on a course of action.
The reason why we always talk about black identity and structural racism and those things is because it is important that they have a 360-degree view of the world so they can see all the different structures and systems and how they operate. So you should never blindly debate a topic without asking deeper questions.
It was in the 90s that significant numbers of minority students started debating in what are called urban debate leagues. James Rowland has worked for the past 15 years in Atlanta with one of the first successful debate programs in an urban school district. It started in 1985 to empower underserved students to learn some of the skills debaters master.
When one has the ability to critically reason, critically think, to critically read, and communicate, and also in the process learn how to formulate an argument and put it in either a written or oral presentation. Those are the things that I think there's no doubt that puts a person on a trajectory for success.
Debate also teaches students to work with team members and interpret their opponent's arguments on the spot. And it means a lot of time spent out of school on academics and with mentors. A 2011 Virginia Commonwealth University study of students in Chicago public schools, a district that is mostly poor, black, and Latino, found that debaters were 19% more likely to graduate from high school than students with similar backgrounds. They also scored higher on college entrance exams than their peers. Again, James Rowland.
Debate engages the person. It meets students where they are.
15 years ago, CBS's 60 Minutes highlighted the growth of urban debate leagues and the success of the program at Baltimore's Walbrook High School, which is now closed.
In Baltimore, there is no debate that the Walbrook High School Warriors are the champion debaters of that city.
The 2002 episode looked at how the program was turning around Baltimore City students.
Before she joined the debating team, Regina was thinking about dropping out of school. Now she wants to become a Supreme Court justice.
Over the last decade, debate has grown around the country, in Baltimore especially, where local debaters Davon Love and Devin Cooper made history, becoming the first African-American students to win a national debate championship in 2008 with Towson University's team. Now Baltimore debaters frequently make it to the highest levels. Davon Love later became director of policy with Leaders of a Beautiful Struggle, and Adam Jackson, who was on the same Towson team, is CEO of the organization. He says debating shaped what he does today.
Because of the level of rigor we had to do on these different foreign policy issues and just learning about ourselves as Black people in America, for me, the experience prepared me for a lot of the advocacy we have now, even after the uprising. You know, being able to be on a national stage talking about these issues locally, you know, we were already doing that in debate.
Back at the camp last week, students wrap up by competing in a camp-wide tournament. Jackson announced the winners.
Jamal debate tournament. The decision is a 2-1 and maintaining the tradition of all Black female champions. Yeah!
The cheering continues for a solid minute before the debate coaches start to provide feedback.
Or the argument should have been, our starting point is the same. There's no different, and really debate that out. But because I didn't see that happen.
Elon Collins, a rising 11th grader from Riverdale, New York, and a first-time debater, made it to the finals, but didn't win. She says being in this academic environment with other Black students has given her a different sense of herself as a student.
There was just this mindset that in order to survive, like, I had to be 2 times better than, I had to practice 2 times better, like, perform 2 times better on tests than, like, my average white peer, so I could be seen as a force in the community.
Ultimately, Jackson says, debate is a means to an end.
So you go to debate, you learn about all these issues, you debate at high speeds, you know, you research things you never heard of and don't know that much about.
The whole point, he says, is to craft yourself into a scholar, leader, or activist to empower your community. I'm Jonna McCone, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
WYPR's Samantha Max contributed to this story.